existing news alert. For sure. Alert.
Don't be that guy in your fancy wig. Don't
be that guy.
All advice. Sound advice. Sage advice.
Sage.
From Aval.
He's gonna change his last name, not her.
He's changing his last name.
Or basketball when they're trying to shoot free throws.
Yeah. Of course they would love the crowd to be silent.
Yeah, of course they would. Like, cause you're just gonna be ready.
I talk to talk. Yeah, a lot of talk to talk.
All right, welcome to This and That Podcasting Podcast. This is Season 2, Episode 14. We're going to go over our top five pick games of the week. We've got our first 5-0 from Kyle here, finally.
Oh, yeah.
We got 5-0. Our actual top five games of the week, getting to the upset of the week with our honorable mention. For entertainment today, we will do our MLB way too early pick them for the postseason. Top five games to watch this coming week. Kyle, I really want to make it just like top 10 this coming week. Like, I've got many games.
A lot, yeah, because we got a lot more.
There's too much going on. It's like, oh my
God. I'm waiting to see whenever you get done. So that's like, maybe we get like, I was trying to like, so we don't do like the same games and we can put them in between. But it was hard to pick top five because there's a lot of good games this weekend.
There's a lot.
I just had to narrow it down.
Yep. And then, get back into the fantasy competition, even though I don't want to anymore. Like, I quit. Like, nope, we're done.
Royal beatdown this time.
We're just not doing it anymore.
You actually had a good game. You had actually had a good week too.
And then get back into some gambling men, and then wrap it on up with Homeward Bound.
It was a good week. I had 5-0 pick'ems. I hit my first parlay on the Anything Goes. Destroyed it in fantasy. Man, it was just a good week.
Not much
for Alex, but it was a good week.
Nope. No, thank you. Yeah, I went 2-for-3 myself, obviously, with the Florida loss against Arizona. I think that's a top five game, actual top five to stay up there. It was a very good game. Arizona won 93-87. Florida kept it close the whole way. There was like two or three, probably more than that, like lead changes. There was two or three like ties within the game. So it was a really good game to witness overall. It was a good way to start off the season, especially for both those teams. I feel like that belongs being in the top five, being my number three game of the week. So I'm giving player of the game to Koa Pete of Arizona. He's a freshman, puts up 30 points, gets 7 rebounds and 5 assists. Like, that kid went off, and you should have heard.
Koa Pete was a monster.
You should have heard coach's comments at halftime. Like, literally, our guy goes up to coach. He's like, "So, how do you feel about?" I forgot who else. He asked about two guys. He's like, "How do you feel about this guy and Koa Pete?" And then, literally, coach goes, "Yeah, he's kicking our ass." Like, just like live on the radio.
Koa Pete's he was a high recruit.
So,
one of the top recruits.
My two wins came from the two Texas teams, Texas Tech being BYU very handily, 29-7 in the football game, and then Texas A&M being Missouri 38-17 in their game. So those are my two wins. My other losses, Alabama beats St. John's. I picked St. John's to win because it was up there in New York. It was in Madison Square Garden where St. John's has won like 13 in a row, 14 in a row, and they just lost to Alabama 103-96. Alabama just stuck it out, and they put it to St. John's, and they won. So kudos to them. Did not see that coming. And then New England Patriots beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers 28-23. It does have a potential of being top five, but I didn't put it in there. So, yeah, but I picked the Buccaneers.
There's too many good games. There's a lot of good games this week.
There's my other third loss there, going 2-3 for me.
Nice. Yeah, there's a lot of games. It was hard to pick the actual top five games of the week and then picking upcoming games of the week. Like, there's just a lot of good games going on, especially with all the sports being played. So it definitely makes it more selective on how I want to pick them. I'm trying to almost do like at least one from each sport, I feel like. But I went 5-0 first time. We finally did it. My games were, so I had the Detroit Red Wings versus the Golden Knights, and I had picked the Golden Knights to win that game. It was actually a really good game because Knights won 1-0. That was last Tuesday, I think, or last Wednesday. I picked UNC men's basketball over the 25th ranked UNC men's basketball over 19 Kansas, and I had picked UNC. And UNC came out on top on that one, which was actually in my top, I think, that I put that one in there. No, I did not. But it was a very good game because UNC was down, I think, by like 8 at halftime and then came back to win by 7 or something like that. So,
no, you have them in there.
It was a good game.
You have them in your top.
Did I have them in my actual top?
Yeah, you do.
Oh, I do. So, I'll just go ahead and put it. So, UNC beat Kansas 87-74. They were down by 8 at halftime. And then it came back to win. It was at home, but Caleb Wilson, player of the game for me. There was a couple options, but he had an overall great stat line where he had 24 points, 7 boards, 4 assists, and 4 steals. The only downside is now UNC has lost Seth Trimble. He broke his forearm either that game or the game after. I think it was the game after he broke his forearm. So they're going to be missing him for quite a while, and that's a big player for that team, so that's a big loss. But, oof. Yeah, I had picked UNC. Like you, I had the Texas Tech BYU game. I had picked Texas Tech. It was a blowout. I figured it was going to be Texas Tech is for real. And then Texas A&M, I had them as well, beating Ole Miss like you. It was a fairly easy game for them.
Missouri.
They're a good team. Yeah, Missouri, my bad. But, yeah, they Texas A&M is a good team. They have a case to be the number one team between them, Indiana, and Ohio State. And then my last one, like you, I had Arizona versus Florida, but I had picked Arizona to win this game, and I was correct. So that put me to 5-0.
Very good. Very nice. Very nice. So another extra 5 points for you for that, too. So you get the 5 points for the five wins and an extra 5 points for the
perfect.
For perfect, yeah.
Being perfect. So, I almost hit my upset, too. I was very close to hitting my upset.
Yeah. Both you and me, so like, I was so close. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. That
Auburn blew it for me.
But, yeah, actual top five games of the week. I think this is number one game of the week. I'm not going to listen to anybody who says otherwise. Number one game of the week goes to Indiana-Penn State game. Indiana beats Penn State 27-24. Yep. Like, that game was just phenomenal.
It was an awesome game.
It was, like, crazy, crazy good. Player of the game going to Omar Cooper, 6 receptions, yes, 32 yards, touchdown. Gets that game-winning touchdown.
Catch of the year.
Like you just watch that replay of him getting his foot in. It's just like watching this, like, you know.
Toe to heel, like, and then keeping his other foot from hitting out of bounds. It was an awesome catch.
It was an awesome catch. That was crazy to watch.
I had them in mind as well.
Yeah, my number two game of the week goes to the Vanderbilt-Auburn game. Vanderbilt beats Auburn 45-38 in overtime. That was
my upset. Yep, that was my upset game of the week.
That was supposed to be your upset. It could have happened, especially with them going overtime. I thought maybe it was going to happen. I was watching it. I was like, oh,
they were up by like 16. Yeah. Yeah, they were up by like 16.
And then I'm giving player of the game to Diogo Pavia, 377 pass yards, 112 rushing yards, 4 total touchdowns, one of them being a rushing touchdown. So, yeah.
Yep. That was my honorable mention, but yep.
Yep, and I already mentioned
yours.
Yep, I already mentioned my number three game of the week with Arizona-Florida and Koa Pete. And then my number five game of the week with Alabama and St. John's, and then giving the player of the game to LeBaron Fillon Jr., 25 points, 3 rebounds, and 3 assists for that kid. Oh, my goodness.
For that cat.
He's going to be a threat in the SEC for sure. And then my number five game of the week, it kicked off Sunday football for everybody. Indianapolis Colts, Atlanta Falcons, 31-25. Yep. The Colts win in overtime. Like, good Lord. Like, what a way to start off the week. And then Jonathan Taylor just going off with 286 all-purpose yards and 3 rushing touchdowns. Like, good Lord.
That was a great game.
Very great game.
Yeah, so. You mentioned my honorable mention. I had the Auburn Vandy. I also had the Colts Jags. Our Colts Falcons with Jonathan Taylor being player of the game. It was an easy pick. Fun game. Goes over time, like you said. Pretty cool. I already talked about the UNC Kansas game. We both just had Indiana and Penn State. One of mine that reached my top five games was one of your upset picks that you didn't hit. So I had number 9 Oregon beating number 20 Iowa 18-16 on a game winning field goal at the last second. So it sucks for Alex, but
yeah,
it was boring defensive game, like how it always is played in Iowa near the
nighttime. Well, it was so sloppy too because it was just raining the whole time, and it looked like it turned into
typical Iowa game too. Typical like late afternoon night Iowa game, like on prime time. This is like how those games always turn out. I gave it to Noah Whittington for Oregon, even though I could have just given it to the kicker because he had a really good game. So Whittington had 118 yards rushing. That's really the only thing offensively that they had going. So, and my last game I had, since I've already mentioned my honorable mention and everything else, the only other one I had was the Houston Texans beating the Jaguars 36-29. That game was insane because
it was
going into the fourth quarter, Jaguars were up 29-10.
Yep.
Texans scored 26 points in the fourth quarter to beat them 36-29, which was crazy. And this was without C.J. Stroud because he's hurt. So gave the player of the game to Nico Collins. He had 7 catches for 136 yards. But, yeah, it was just a crazy game just to be up 29-10.
Okay.
And then get outscored 26-0 in the fourth quarter to lose. That's crazy.
Yeah, that is crazy. That ended up in my honorable mention, that Houston Texans, Jacksonville Jaguars game. But I'm giving player of the game to Woody Marks. He got 63 rushing yards and a rushing touchdown. So I'm giving it to a different player there.
Yeah, Woody Marks, he had an okay game. But, yeah, there wasn't really too much. I could have given it to Davis Mills. He had a pretty good game, too. Not too much going
on anyways, but still. Upset of the week.
What was yours?
Yeah, so I already mentioned the one that I picked did not hit. My actual upset of the week goes to Wake Forest being number 14, Virginia.
That was a good win.
Wake Forest winning 16-9. The only touchdown goes to Carlos Hernandez on an 88-yard punt return. Imagine that.
Fun game.
The only touchdown in this game. All these other scores are field goals. And there's like a few 50 yarders, which were pretty cool to watch. And then, you know, you had a few chip shots. But yeah, the only touchdown was a punt return for 88 yards. So
for me, I went away from college this time. I haven't done an upset this way for a while. But my upset is the Miami Dolphins beating the Buffalo Bills.
Yes,
30-13.
That actually deserves.
That's
an
a true.
Of
the week. That's a that crazy. I figured you were gonna do. I figured you were gonna do the Wake Forest one. So I was like, I'm gonna do this one because this is a crazy one for the Bills to lose this bad to Miami.
I about changed it, and then I saw you were gonna say it. I was like, let me just leave it then, because when I saw that happen, I'm like, oh no, like that's not supposed to happen.
That's a bad loss. Yeah, that's bad loss. I was up there with the Packers losing to Cleveland.
Yeah,
that was a bad one. So Achane, player of the game, he had 226 total yards with 2 touchdowns. He's up there with Fantasy Player of the Week. Him and Jonathan Taylor were Fantasy Players of the Week. So, yeah, that was my actual upset I had for this week.
Like it. All right. Moving on to our way too early MLB postseason picks. Since we just witnessed the championship a couple weeks ago, we did our too early last week with basketball starting off, so baseball kind of got the back seat and rode it on out to this week. So I'll kick it off with starting with my lowest seed. I'm going to go from low to high, Kyle. I'm going to go with my lowest seed will be the San Francisco Giants. I kind of like them to sneak in there for next year. They're usually one of those teams that figure out how to get back in there.
You want to do it like where you're doing like National League, your top six from bottom up, or are you just going to go straight 12 on?
I'm just going straight 12. Like I kind of try to throw them off a little bit. Like because my next two, I've got the Red Sox, and then I've got the Padres, and then I've got the Guardians.
You're going to have like American League, National League, American League, basically as you go through it.
I tried to do it. I think I did. Yeah, where I kind of went back to back. So, yeah, I did Giants as my lowest seed, then the Red Sox, and then I've got the Padres, then I've got the Guardians getting back in there. I think the Reds will have another good season. I think they'll reload and learn from what they've done this season. They had a pretty good run in my mind for the past season to where they'll make their way back into the playoffs. I don't think they're going to make it further than the first round, though. And then the Mariners had a great season. I was really hoping that they'd make it into the, you know, World Series, but obviously, you know, the Blue Jays had other plans. And then I've got the Phillies also making it back in. They're usually a team that's always there year in and year out. The Tigers will reload, hopefully they figure out some type of pitching situation if Skubal is traded away, which I really don't hope that happens, but we'll see.
It looks like you're getting closer to getting them.
I'm just praying, like you're getting closer. Just praying over here. Yeah, and then, like I said, my next seed is the Yankees. So they're my fourth seed, really. Here is the Yankees. And then my third seed, surprisingly, is the Dodgers. I think the Dodgers have a better year than they did last year, but they still don't get that bye. Well, actually, they would. They would get the bye with being the second NL team here in my ranking.
Only one gets it.
Oh, I thought it was two. Like no.
Yeah, bad. I'm pretty sure just the one team gets it now.
Okay.
Pretty sure, but
I thought it was two because if I remember right, it was Brewers and the
Brewers played the Cubs.
Yeah, it was the Brewers and the Phillies who had the bye weeks. Like, because they didn't have to play the three game stretch. Because you had Dodgers. You had the Dodgers playing in the three game stretch against the Reds, and then you had
two division winners in each league automatically get one.
Yeah, so it'd be the Dodgers and the
top
Brewers
two division winners
and the NL getting the bye weeks for me, with the Brewers being the second seed, and then the Blue Jays getting the bye. Obviously, Blue Jays being the number one seed, I believe that they don't make it back. I have the Yankees actually winning it all next season. So
you have yours as – so your way too early is basically what it's going to be like going into the playoffs, not the finish of the total thing.
No. Like, every time I do this, it's either how they go into the playoffs. The only difference is when I do the basketball, it's like we only have to whittle it down to – 16. So these are like the final 16 teams, I think, are going to be left standing.
Yeah, whoever makes it to the Sweet 16
at that point. Yeah.
I was asking, because like if you went to the basketball, you could still do it your way of like going into the tournament. These are your top 16 seeds.
Yeah.
Like,
you
are the top.
You could still do it that way. Yeah. I'll agree to that. That's fine.
So mine, I kind of put how I think
my brain filled it out, really.
Yeah. So. I agree. These are like the teams that will make the playoffs. How I do mine is I kind of do it as, this is what the overall finish is going to be.
Okay.
So, I mean, you could go either way. It doesn't really matter. But so for me, my 12th seed, I have the Mariners. I think they squeak in this year, or this coming up year. I don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year, but they squeak in. Same with the Brewers. I think the Brewers get in there near the last seeds of them. I think the Guardians are my 10 spot. I think they're on their way down more than on their way up. I think they're kind of starting to miss their window here, especially with the Tigers being very, very good. I have the Cubs overtaking the Brewers in that division this year. So I think Cubs are going to be better than the Brewers because they're only going to get better. They were a young team to begin with. So I have the Cubs overtaking the Brewers on that side. I think Blue Jays are going to fall to about the 8 spot this year. I don't think they're going to be as good. They're going to fall back. Usually what happens with the American League East, you'll have like the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Orioles take it one year, and then it's back to either the Yankees or the Red Sox. I don't have the Red Sox in it again this year. I don't think they're ready still. So number 7, I have the Padres. I think they fall a little bit, but they still are a very good team that I could see easily winning it all because they have a lot of money involved in that team. Number 6, I have the Astros. So I think the Astros are going to come back this year. They've had kind of two somewhat bad years, and they're still somewhat young and have a good farm system. So it's only a matter of time before they're right back into it. They dealt with a lot of injuries this year as well. So I think the Astros will be up there in the middle of the pack in the playoffs this coming up year. So I have them as a 6 seed. The 5 seed, I have the New York Mets. There's way too much money involved in this team for them to miss the playoffs again for basically back-to-back years. I think they're going to reload just a little bit, but they have plenty of money to spend, and they'll be fine. I think they'll make it in the playoffs this year. I feel like they have to. They can't keep spending all this money and then not making the playoffs. Number 4, I have the Phillies. I think they have one of the best lineups and pitching rotation in baseball. And again, like the Mets, they have a really big market to spend money in baseball. So I still think they're a top 4 team. It's going to be, to me, between them and the Dodgers, who I have as my 2 seed. So basically, I have the Phillies and Dodgers are my top two in the National League. My top two in the American League, I have the Tigers and the Yankees. As long as the Tigers can re-sign Skubal and they spend a little bit of money, I think they're going to be fine because they'll still have a dominant starting rotation and they have good young pitchers. I think they just shore up their bullpen a little bit and maybe get a couple more hitters. There were two almost home run dependent for some reason in the playoffs.
Yes, they were.
They needed to get, and they're not really known for that. They need to get more contact hitters, kind of like the Yankees do. So, yep, I have the Yankees basically beating the Phillies, and I have the Dodgers. Or no, I have the Yankees beating the Tigers, Dodgers beating the Phillies to put a rematch for the Yankees Dodgers is what I kind of predicting. But yep, I'm with you. I have the champs being the Yankees. Been too long since they've won a World Series. I could see them taking it this next year. They got a lot of money in it. And it's not going to really ever hurt you by taking one of those teams like the Yankees, Dodgers, Red Sox, Padres, Mets. You'll be safe taking one of those teams.
Yep, for sure, for sure. I like it. Way to get it in here. All right.
Way to get it in here.
Now we're going to look back at it and be like, what did we just pick?
How it was for college football this year. Yeah. It was pretty bad.
All right.
This is my too early.
Top 5 games to watch this week, or top 10, or top 20, or just like every single game. Just watch every game this week. Like, good lord,
there's a lot of games.
I'll lead it off with got number 9 Kentucky taking on number 12 Louisville. The AP poll came out this morning. I did this earlier, and I had to reshuffle these numbers because I didn't notice that the AP poll comes out on Mondays. Kentucky's now newly number 9 and Louisville's newly number 12. Louisville's at home, so I'm gonna take Louisville in that game for basketball. Basketball, it's gonna
Let's be honest, it's kind of a 50-50 arena regardless. They're both at home.
Like, I mean, at the end of the day, it is 50-50. It's in Kentucky. It's a very big rivalry between the two teams, and I think Louisville's always underestimated in this, like, because Kentucky's like your blue blood team that always comes in and just, you know, dominates, and Louisville is just kind of like the little brother in this kind of scenario, if you will. And
pretty much
I think that Kentucky's gonna underestimate them, especially with it being this early on in the season, because they don't normally face like this real early. They go at least another week or two before they do play each other, so I think Louisville takes the upper hand in that one. Coming on Thursday, the newly number 2 Purdue. Houston took the number 1 seed. Purdue is now the number 2 versus number 8 Alabama. I can double down, but I'll let Kyle decipher if this is, you know, willing to be an upset prediction, because when I picked this, Alabama was number 15 and Purdue was number 1. I think Bama's going to win this game. It's in Alabama. It's down there in Tuscaloosa. Purdue usually struggles against highly ranked teams.
You keep saying Purdue. You mean Oklahoma?
No, Purdue.
And football?
And basketball. Number 2, Purdue.
Oh, I thought you were talking about
Number 8, Alabama.
Football. I was like, what are you talking about?
No, okay. This is basketball. This is
Purdue and Alabama playing in Tuscaloosa. Yeah, I would take Bama. Purdue didn't impress me with the first game.
On Thursday. Yes, this is on Thursday.
Yeah, I would take Bama on that one.
Yeah, but can I double down on the upset prediction? Is that okay? If not, I have a backup.
I don't know if I would consider that. I mean, technically it's an upset, but what are the odds? What are the odds saying? That's your real test. What's the spread?
There's no spread on it yet. It's on Thursday.
It's on Thursday. Let me pull up the score real quick, and I'll give you my. So today's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Let's see what it is. If it's given you favorable numbers for Alabama, I'll accept. Man, that's crazy. There's nothing on there yet.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing on it.
Well, they sometimes do.
All right, I'll go with my backup then. You won't like my backup. I will go with my backup then. All right, so moving on.
Because I think Purdue fell. Purdue fell down, and then because my app, like you said, my app hasn't updated for how they're ranked right now.
Yep.
So, I'd find it a hard time them giving Purdue favorable odds against Alabama at Alabama.
Yeah, I do agree with that too. So that's why I asked, wanted to make sure. All right, so moved on to my third game of the week, Number 3 UConn taking on number 7 BYU. This is a neutral site game, I believe, in New York. But I believe UConn will win this. UConn's usually that team that you've got to, you know, take down almost day in and day out. So I think UConn wins this. This one's on Saturday for men's basketball. So, yeah, number 3 UConn versus number 7 BYU for basketball. And that's all basketball. That's why I wanted to, like, keep going. Like, there's another basketball game that's on Tuesday. It's between Texas Tech and Illinois. That's always
there's a lot of basketball.
That looks like a really good game that will happen on Tuesday as well. But yeah, moving on. My fourth game is number 12 Oklahoma versus number 4 Alabama in football. So yeah, this is Oklahoma Alabama football, which you thought I was talking about earlier. I've got Bama to win, and yes, I know that's not an upset prediction. I'm not that dumb. I might be stupid, but I'm not dumb. But yeah, that's on Saturday, and like, yeah, I've yet to even make it to Sunday, and we've got like 3 games on Sunday, so I gotta pick one of the 3 games on Sunday. Obviously, I'm gonna go with my Lions over the Eagles.
Like, got them as well.
What am I doing here? Like, because like you look at Sunday, that's the Sunday night game. You've got like 3 other games before that. You've got the Buccaneers and the Bills.
That's it. That was the game. You've got the Chargers and the Jaguars.
You've got the Seahawks and the Rams. And you've got the Chiefs and the Broncos. Like, what?
Yeah. There's a few good games this weekend for football.
There's so many good games.
So many picks. I should have just looked at yours before I started picking mine. That's what we need to try to pick differently from now on, especially when we get, like, all these sports going on, because we have 3 of the same.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I'd rather have a few of the same games. It's okay.
Yeah. So for mine, I had basically the 3 I had the same as you. I had Kentucky-Louisville. Obviously, that's big rivalry basketball game. I took Kentucky over Louisville. I have the Oklahoma-Alabama game. I'm with you on that one. I have Alabama beating Oklahoma at home. I'm with you. I have the Lions versus Eagles, but I took the Eagles just because they're playing in Philly, and also because one of my games is the week prior, so I have the Eagles on here twice, technically, because I have tonight's game, Eagles-Green Bay game. I think it should be a really good game. I think Green Bay playing at home squeaks out a win, especially coming off of a bad loss, so I'm taking Green Bay for tonight's game, and that's why I tied it in. Yeah, I have them as a bounce-back win, which is why I have the Eagles beating the Lions the following week, because it's like the Eagles need a bounce-back win at home themselves after that point. So my last game, I have the number 10-ranked Texas Longhorns taking on the number 5-ranked Georgia Bulldogs at Georgia.
And I totally missed that one, too. Like, I didn't even talk about that one on my side.
Yep. And it's at Georgia, so I'm going to give it to Georgia, even though I think Texas is playing much better recently the last 3-4 weeks. I think Georgia's a better team. Texas just has a really good defense, and we'll see. But, yeah, I'm taking Georgia on that one. So I have Green Bay, Kentucky, Bama, Georgia, and Philly for my picks.
Love it. Love it. All right, upset pick. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because you're not going to like mine.
You're going to wait. My upset pick is going to be the number 23-ranked Pitt Panthers beating number 9-ranked Notre Dame at home.
Okay.
I think Notre Dame's a subpar team. Not subpar. They're an average team. They're a good team. I don't think they're a top 10 team. They've played absolutely no one. Everyone they have played this year that has been a good team, they've lost. So I'm taking Pitt to beat Notre Dame at Pitt.
Okay. Okay. That's a very good pick. Yeah, my upset prediction is going to come on Friday. TCU will beat the number 7th-ranked Michigan Wolverines in men's basketball because it's down there.
I don't see that
one. It's down there in Fort Worth, Texas. So that's going to be a hard road game. It's a trap game. It's a trap game.
You have too early to be trap games.
I'm sorry, but I don't.
I'm sorry. That one's not happening.
I don't know. TCU is a good team, so we'll see.
They're not even ranked.
Exactly. I got to pick the unranked versus the ranked because I can't pick Alabama over Purdue now. I told you I had a backup.
Man, that's good luck on that one, because out of all the college basketball teams this week, I thought Michigan looked the best out of all of them.
I know.
Michigan did to Oakland, and then Oakland goes and almost beats Purdue. And yeah, we beat Oakland by like 50 points.
Well, that's Oakland.
Good luck, but
that's Oakland. Huh? That's Oakland.
Yeah, but Oakland still almost beat Purdue.
Oakland.
Yeah, good luck, but
good luck.
I just don't see that one. I would give you more of the option of Wake Forest upsetting Michigan, but I don't see them losing to TCU.
No, I don't see them losing Wake Forest. I see them losing TCU more. All right, moving on to the fantasy competition. I just quit. Game over. We're done.
You just quit.
Let me look at their schedule. We're not doing this anymore.
Dog, you're losing that one. I'm sorry. I got to interrupt. You're losing that one. They lost to New Orleans already this year.
Whatever.
TCU lost to New Orleans at home.
who knows? You never know. You never know.
Damn. It's basketball. Good luck. Good luck.
They got
I would almost give you. I would have given you. I would have given you Clemson football upsetting Louisville this week.
That would have been crazy, but
because it's +135. I about put that one as mine, but I wanted a bigger one.
All right. Anyways, so with my team just not even doing enough to beat Kyle's, Jared Goff outscores Josh Allen 30.8 points. So he's my keeper for next week. Alvin Kamara outscores James Cook with 13 points. Puka Nacua outscores Courtland Sutton with 14.9 points. Jackson Smith Njigba outscores Jordan Addison with 17.8 points. Mark Andrews outscores Oronde Gadsden with 8.9 points. Jameson Williams outscores DJ Moore with 20.9 points. The Seattle defense outscores Chicago with 23 points. And then Cam Little outscores Tyler Bass because Tyler Bass apparently got hurt or was out. Didn't even score a point with 13 points. So I don't know what happened with Tyler, but oh well. Guess that's why
you still had a good week. You still put up 142.3 points.
Yeah, I still put up points. Yay. Hooray, man.
Good amount of points. So for mine.
Moving on.
Yep, I had Baker Mayfield and Drake May, our two quarterbacks. Baker, it was pretty much dead even. I think Baker being by like 1 point. So Baker Mayfield got 28.9 points. And then out of my running backs, I had Jonathan Taylor this week, which is basically just a fantasy winner. He had 48.1 points. My wide receiver, I had Drake London over at Mecca Egbuka. He got me 21.4 points. Wide receiver two, I had Wandale Robinson outperform Justin Jefferson with 9.2 points. Tight end, I had Trey McBride outperform Brock Bowers with 23.2 points. And then my flex, I had Juwan Jennings outperforming Calvin Austin with 14.1 points. My defenses were New York Jets and Denver. The Jets gave me got me 19 points. And then at kicker, I had Nick Folk over Chris Boswell for 9 points, which gave me 172.9 points for this week.
I like it. All right.
And then once again, my new keeper was Jonathan Taylor, who is on a bye week next week.
He's on a bye week, yep. You got Indiana and New Orleans on a bye week for week 11. It's great. It's awesome. Gotta like that, don't you? All right.
So then my new keeper will be
Baker.
So my two quarterbacks are set for this week.
Pretty much.
Because right, I have Jalen.
Yep. Who's setting the board here? Why did I just make red? God dang it. I got you, Kyle. Don't worry.
Oh, no. Quarterbacks are set. Don't even have to draft a quarterback now.
Doesn't even have to draft a quarterback at all.
I just got to make sure I have. And then I just get Jace Taylor for next week.
Nice. Okay.
Okay, here we go.
For Alex's quarterback.
Alex will just get to go first this for the first one.
We'll just get the quarterback out of the way just for now, and then we'll flip the coin.
Well, you can go first. Go ahead. I'll concede.
Let me get Lamar Jackson.
Oh, he's going all in now. He's got to win.
He's got to win.
He's got to get the more. He's got to get more points. You're still in it. You just can't. Oh, you can't take the overall wins now.
Nope. I'm just not going.
But
win
you can
at
still
all.
Take the most points.
There's no way. There's no way I'm overtaking that. There's no way.
I can have a couple duds. I can have a couple duds.
There's no way I'm taking over 172 points.
I could have a couple of duds. I could put up 80 points and you put up 170 and then boom.
Lord. All right, here we go. Heads or tails?
Heads.
I lost it. Hold on. It is heads.
Heads. Shit. I'm just winning everything recently, aren't I?
BS.
BS. SBS right there.
SBS.
For my number one pick, give me running back Bijan Mustard Robinson.
Which team?
We'll just do Terry Silvers.
Okay. Bijan.
Bijan Mustard.
All right, for my first running back, I'm going to go with good old CMC.
Christian McCaffrey. CMC. Good pick. All right, so at wide receiver one, Terry Silver selects CD Lamb.
All right, for wide receiver one, for the Taco Corps, EB, DB, B&B. Gonna go with Drake London.
Drake London. Let's see. Have I taken him yet? I don't think I have. So wide receiver two. What's the Monday night game before I start fucking doing this?
Monday night is Cowboys Raiders.
Crap.
Oh, you already took CD. Ha! Redo.
So take CD out of there and just give me Devontae Adams. And then for my second wide receiver, now I got to rethink what I want to take. Have I taken any of those guys yet? There's no way I haven't taken him yet. Tyreek, no, I got all them. Let's go with, since it looks like I have not taken him for some reason, I'm just triple checking. Give me Puka Nacua.
You have taken him, but you haven't used his points. Like me.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
I literally just used his points. Yeah, he hasn't scored much.
Yeah. All right, give me Puka.
And plus he got hurt too. Like, so we avoiding him during that period of time.
That was probably the week it's probably the week I took him was when he got hurt that week.
Yeah. All right. For my ride out, let's see here. Did I take this guy? No, I have not. Triple checking. Because he is a wide out. He is a wideout. Okay, yeah, I haven't taken this guy. Give me Rashee Rice.
I like it. I wanted to take him too, but I've already taken him. Tight end, give me your boy. Because I know I've taken him before. I take him early, but I haven't got to keep him. So give me Samuel L. Laporta.
Sam Laporta.
Now I gotta do what I always do. Dig deep into the well for my flex.
Dig deep down there. All right, I'm going to go against myself here, and I'm going to go for Dallas Goedert.
I like this one. Let's do this.
Flex,
give me. I don't think I've taken him yet. It'd be a decent flex. Let's go with wide receiver for the Packers, Christian Watson.
Watson?
Yeah, give me Christian Watson.
I think I spelled that right.
Because they play, who do they play? The Giants? Yeah.
Christian Watson. Yeah. That's a good little matchup there for him. Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to be smart about this. I believe I picked them before, but I didn't get to use his points. So give me this guy again. Give me Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt.
Good old Ja'Cory Merritt.
Good old JCM, please.
All right. So for my defense, just give me the best. I'll take the best matchup that's there. Give me the New England Patriots at home against the Jets. So give me the Patriots.
Wow, I capitalized the whole word new. New England. The Pats. Okay, let's see here. Let me get the second best matchup, I believe, will be a good defensive battle for them. Give me the Houston Texans.
Houston Texans. I like it. Kicker. Give me the other kicker playing at the Mile High. Give me Harrison Butker.
Butker. Okay. Let's see here. Will he pull out points? This is the question that we all ask against the Giants. Give me the guy.
Brandon McManus. Alex has had to take him like 7 times. He just wants to keep using McManus.
I'm trying to get his points here. I'm just trying to.
See he just wants McManus.
Finally get some
MC Anus on his team.
Good Lord. Okay, with the quarterbacks out of the way now. We can move on.
So
to
I had running backs. Alex selected Lamar Jackson. I selected Baker Mayfield. Now it's on Alex.
Well, that's the wrong. All right, here we go. Bing. All right, for Taco Corps, EBDB, B&B. Starting at quarterback is Jared Goff. At running back is Christian McCaffrey. Wide receiver number 1 is Drake London. Wide receiver number 2, Rashee Rice. Tight end is Dallas Goedert. At flex is Ja'Cory Krosky Merritt. Houston defense and special teams, and Brandon McManus for kicker.
McManus. For Terry Silver's team, at quarterback, we have Jalen Hurts. At running back, we have Bijan Robinson. At wide receiver 1, I'm done. I just realized what I just did. I took Devontae Adams. And wide receiver 2, I have Puka Nacua. Same wide receivers on the same team. That was done. Tight end, I have Sam Laporta. At flex, I have Christian Watson. Defense, special teams, I have the New England Patriots. And at kicker, I have Harrison Butker.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. I just realized I just took Devontae and Puka.
But dang it.
Dang it. Just conceding to Alex this week now.
And then there goes the LA Rams for Kyle.
There they go. So now, see, you selected Lamar Jackson first, then I selected Baker Mayfield, so it's running back to Alex.
Running back to me. Let's see here. Oh, boy.
Damn, I already taken him too. Shit.
Hey, let me get the guy. Let me get the guy against Dallas at home. That's the wrong thing. No. There we go. Darn producer. Pushing the wrong buttons here.
Don't say his name.
Why? Oh, when does he play? Dang it. God dang it. That's a Monday night game.
Like, what? What time is he playing, Alex?
Hang on. Hold up.
Hold
up. Wait a minute.
Have I taken this dude yet?
Have I taken this guy yet?
That's what I'm going to go with.
I don't like this.
I really don't like that matchup though, so I don't know if I might save him.
All right, let me get the cowbell. Of Carolina here. Give me Rico Dowdle.
Rico. Dang, I'm getting slim on running backs. I don't think I've taken him yet. All right, so running back one, give me DeAndre Swift.
DeAndre.
There's a really good running back I want to take, but it's not worth taking him this week.
No.
Nope, that's a terrible matchup.
Oh. I spelled that wrong. Whoops.
I was going to go with King Henry, but I do not like that matchup.
It is not a very pleasing matchup, to say the least.
And he's already played them and did terrible.
All right. Let's see here. Wide receiver number one. Oh. I have not taken this man, and I'm going to be going against myself yet again. Give me AJ Brown.
He's back and ready to play. All right, for my wide receiver one, let's go with probably a very high scoring matchup game this coming up week. Give me Emeka Egbuka.
That's spelled differently. I was spelling his last name wrong. That's why. Okay. Fire receiver number two for Alex. God, I had it right in my face. And then it went away. Yeah, give me a team that just surprised everybody this past week. Because I haven't chosen this man. Or maybe I have, and I just didn't get to take his points. Give me Jalen Waddell.
Waddell. All right. I thought I could have sworn I've kept this guy's points, but I guess I haven't. For my wide receiver two, give me Marvin Harrison Jr. I feel like he's found a new connection since they made that quarterback change with Kyler Murray getting hurt. Jacoby Brissett's like targeting him like crazy. So let's go with Marvin Harrison.
Kyler Murray getting hurt.
Yeah. Yep. They just wanted to give without controversy, give it to Jacoby Brissett.
I think the guy's just like relaxing, playing Battlefront right now, Battlefield right now.
That's true. He is hurt right around the time that Call of Duty's coming out too.
Getting ready for Call of Duty too. Getting ready for all the shooters. All right, tight end. I have not. No, I have taken that man. God, dang it. How about him? Have I taken him? Yes, I have taken him. Gosh. What about this guy? Gone. This guy?
Gone. Just out of tight ends. Just completely out of tight ends. I don't even have to worry about it because take Brock Bowers.
Hang on.
Oh wait, you can't take Brock Bowers. You can't even take Brock Bowers.
But he's going to take the Michigan great, the man himself, against Minnesota.
Colston Loveland.
He's not out of tight ends.
Not just yet.
Not so fast, my friend.
Have you taken Mark Andrews? Oh, you just took him this past week, didn't you?
I just took him the past. Yeah. I've got him in my lineup as Mark. Mark.
For my tight end, let's go with a favorable matchup. Just give me Kyle Pitts.
Pitts.
All right, time to get a flex. Time to dig deep into the well again. That's what I like to do now.
Flex.
Let me find a flyer in here.
Flyer. Somebody that just flies around. Okay. Let me get Khalil Shakir. Khalil.
That's a good pick. For this flex, might as well just take him because I don't think I'll ever take him in the running back spot. So. Just give me Tony Pollard. I'll take him.
Tony Pollard. Oh, wow. I just about butchered that name. Okay, defense and special teams. Okay. Yeah. Let me get your team up against the New York Giants. The Green Bay Packers.
I'm going to go with. Especially if Jackson Dart's playing. Oh, have I taken this team yet? Because I actually do like this matchup actually better. I have not taken him. For my defense, give me the Falcons playing at home against Carolina.
Hotlanta. All right, kicker. He's hurt. All right, I'm just gonna wing it here. Give me Andy Borgalis.
Borgalis. You have Brandon McAnus is Galus with Brandon McBraylis. Andy right. Borgalis is with Brandon McAnus. For my kicker, I'll just take Tyler Loop.
Tyler Poop.
Give me Tyler Poop.
And yet he doesn't outscore anybody yet again. Okay.
Not again.
All right, for the Sarcastaballs, starting at quarterback, Lamar Jackson. Running back is Rico Dowdle. Wide receiver number one is A.J. Brown. Wide receiver number two is Jaden Waddell. Tight end is Colston Loveland. Flex is Khalil Shakir. Defense and special teams is Green Bay. And the kicker is Andy Borgalis.
For Nib High football, at quarterback, we've got Baker Mayfield. Running back, we have DeAndre Swift. Wide receiver one, we have Emeka Egbuka. At wide receiver two, we have Marvin Harrison Jr. Tight end, we have Kyle Pitts. Flex, we have Tony Pollard. Defense special teams, we have the Atlanta Falcons. And at kicker, we have Tyler Poop.
Very nice. Very nice, very nice.
It's in.
Way to get in. All right, back to the regular scheduled programming of Gambling Men.
Regular scheduled programming here.
Must be 21 or older to gamble. Problems well. With gambling, please call the gambling helpline at 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yay. Kyle's done it. He's finally broken the offer this week.
Kyle has broken all
the
offers.
The anything goes parlay.
We are all winning in everything now. Yay, everybody.
And I was sweating this one because my last one on that one was the Indiana-Penn State over, and I needed that last touchdown.
Yeah, I'll just let you lead off because I did terrible. I went 1-4 in all my singles, and nothing else hit. Like, the only thing that actually hit outside of my singles is my honorable mention. Syracuse actually covered against Miami.
So pretty much you just win everything. So you hit the Chargers -3 spread over the Steelers, and then that was basically it.
Yeah, and that was basically it. Like, literally, my honorable mention was Syracuse to cover 28.5 points. They lost 38-10. So they covered.
He was out of it immediately. Yep, he was out of it immediately. Yeah, I'll just go over mine then real quick before we go on to the upcoming ones. So for my top five singles, I ended up with 3-2, put me at 27-31 overall. The two I lost, I had Duke -8.5 over UConn. Actually, did I say 3-2? I meant 2-3. Yeah, I didn't do too well in my singles because I lost the Cowboys -3.5 over Arizona. And then I lost Jags moneyline over the Texans because they came back and won. So that's why I was actually 2-3. So let me change that real quick. That puts me at 26-32. But that's okay because the ones that I did hit, holy crap, I'm just going back and forth on this. The ones I did hit were, where are they at? The first two there. I had UNC -8.5 over Stanford, and UNC kind of put a beat down on them. It looks like they're trying to turn the page with Bill Belichick, so we'll see how that runs out. And then I had the Clemson moneyline over FSU, and they kind of beat them fairly handily too. So it was two decent moneylines. They both paid out about $18 each. My same game parlay was kind of just a jumbled mess. Even when we were trying to schedule it last week during the episodes, like, I was just all over the place. I had like the Broncos Raiders Monday night game. And that was a terrible game because it was just like 10-7, so nothing really hit on that one. But the big one was my anything goes parlay put me at 1-12 finally on the board. I had the Indiana versus Penn State over a 49.5 at -105, and that hit at the last second. I had Arizona upsetting Florida at +150, and then I had the Michigan basketball game against Oakland spread of Michigan -23.5, and they beat them by like 40. So that put me at -105 on that one. So a total was +852 on that one. So that netted me $85.
Nice.
So with that $85, my two singles wins, and then accounting for my losses, I had won $83 this week. So nice. It put me in the positives finally. I'm at positive $81. Up on the board. I'm finally positive.
He's up on the board. Hooray.
I've got an even crazier one this week, but I'll let you start with your upcoming singles.
Well, yeah, so all my singles that lost, Indiana Pacers money line to the Bucks. Bucks are really good this year. Like, they're crazy good. I thought the Pistons would lose to Memphis and Memphis, but the Pistons are a much better team than I thought they were going to be this season. They're to be trifled with. I thought the Vikings would win over the Ravens at home. Obviously, they just pooped the bed, and the Ravens just won a very good game. And then I thought the Buccaneers would win at home over the Patriots, and I took the spread of 2.5, and the Patriots still won the game. So, yeah, the LA Chargers spread over the Steelers, that got me the win last week. My upcoming singles, I've got the Washington Commanders money line over Miami. I think they get a good bounce back win against Miami. I know a lot of players are hurt. Miami's a really good team to play against, especially down there in Miami. But I feel like the Commanders like rally together and they get a good bounce back win. They need a win. And so that's at +116, and I kind of like that odds for them. I got the Jacksonville Jaguars at home. Their money line against the LA Chargers is +124. The Jaguars are just an underdog right now. I think that they're just being, you know, not really looked at the same way that I kind of look at them. I think they're going to be a good team. They're going to make it into the playoffs. They might be a first-round exit. They might even make it into the second round. We'll see. But they are a very good team, and I think they have a fighting chance to at least make it into the playoffs at this point. Minnesota Vikings, I've got their -2.5 spread over Chicago. That's at -120. I'm taking the Arizona Cardinals money line over San Francisco. I know it's, you know, a different team when you got Brissett as the quarterback, and it's at +134. Like this odds is crazy, crazy good for Arizona, and it's in Arizona. It's not in San Francisco. And then I'm kind of going against you, Kyle. I've got the Denver Broncos since they're at home against Kansas City. I think this team is quite different than the rest of the league, and I think the Broncos actually get a win at home against Kansas City. I think it's going to be pretty close. I could see it going either way, really, but I like that money line being at +160. So yeah, I've got four of them being plus money line and only one with the Vikings spread at a negative. So I'm kind of like a lot of these positive odds.
I do like the +160.
Yeah,
I love the +160 on it. I'm going into the fact, or not the fact, but there's just the belief of Kansas City's 5-4 right now.
Yeah.
And I don't think they can afford another loss, especially back-to-back losses. So it's hard to bet against them with losing back-to-back. So we'll see. I do like the +160, though. But for my upcoming singles, I have NC State football against the Miami Hurricanes. I am taking their spread of +14.5. NC State just came off a really big win against Georgia Tech, even though it was at home. NC State can score, so I don't have a problem with them keeping up with teams. It's their defense. Their defense can just make a stop here and there. They can win games. So I love the +14.5 for NC State versus Miami. Just to go over, all my odds are all -110 for some reason. I don't know why they were all -110. It was just like the basic spread.
They just all ended up that way.
They were literally all -110. It was kind of crazy. So it was like $10 won me $19. So it was kind of funny. I was like, I guess this is easy. They're all -110. But yeah, I have NC State +14.5 versus Miami. I'm taking the Iowa versus USC under of 49.5. I thought that number was really high for some reason for an Iowa game. I know it's at USC. USC always plays better at home. I mean, I don't see Iowa scoring 24 points, and I don't see USC blowing them out. So, like, to me, this is a low-scoring game. So, 49.5 is a lot. So, I'm going to take the under on that one. I love the spread for Virginia versus Duke. Virginia was previously ranked 14th in the nation, and Duke just lost to UConn. So,
yep.
Virginia just had a slip-up game against Wake Forest, and it was a good Wake Forest team. They're not, like, some slumps. Wake Forest is actually a decent team. So, given Virginia +6.5 spread odds against Duke, even though it's at Duke, kind of love that spread. So I mean, I don't need Virginia to win, just cover this +6.5. So I'm taking that one. I love the Penn State versus Michigan State under of 50.5 points. Both of these teams have trouble scoring right now to begin with. Penn State still has a really good defense, so I love the 50.5 points that they're giving you. So I'm taking the under on that one. And then I am kind of opposite of you. I don't think the Commanders are a very good team right now. I think they're in shambles. Dolphins might have just hit a hump beating the Bills, so I'm going to take the Dolphins spread of -2 versus the Commanders.
Okay. My honorable mention is kind of backing you, I think. I've got, Virginia plus money line. Like, that's +190. Yep. Good Lord, yeah.
That's a lot, yeah.
Hammer that for sure over Duke in football.
Like, yeah, that's what I was like. Just get the +6.5. I'll take that.
They're going to win like that at home? Like, good Lord.
I can't see. Unless Virginia had a couple bad injuries, but, like, just Duke just literally lost to UConn. So, it's like, I don't see them. like upsetting Virginia by over a touchdown. So
yeah,
I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. Yep. So back into your anything goes parlay with mine. Everything lost. Indiana Pacers money line again loses. Pittsburgh Penguins lost to Toronto. The Dallas Cowboys lost to the Cardinals. So yeah, I'm 1-12 in that. With my upcoming, I'm doubling down on that Jacksonville Jaguars money line over the LA Chargers at +124. I'm going with the Minnesota Vikings -2.5 spread over Chicago at -120. And then I'm taking the Buffalo Bills -5.5 spread over Tampa Bay at -110. Totals me out at +684. $10 will pay out $68 for my upcoming anything goes.
Nice. Yeah, I have same with you. I kind of played a little bit safe on mine, but I also had the Bills -5.5 versus the Bucks. I think they're going to have a bounce back game, and I think they're going to kind of beat up on the Bucks this week. I think it's just like almost one of those inevitable games. Like I said earlier, I have the Chiefs and money line versus the Broncos. I don't like the odds of -185, but I'll take it just for a somewhat parlay. And then I have the Wisconsin versus Indiana over of 44.5 points. I have nailed the Indiana overs the last 4 weeks. They keep setting the bar low, and Indiana keeps beating the over every single time. For like before this past week, Indiana had scored like 3 straight games of 50 points. So it's like, and they keep setting the bar at like 45. I mean, Indiana alone is basically going to cover the 40 points. Wisconsin's not a good team. So I see Indiana at least scoring like 30, 40 points. If Wisconsin can just get a touchdown or two, then it's covered. So I love the 44.5 on that. My total odds is only at +474, but it's basic. So that gives me a basic $10 bet to pay out $57.42 for me on that one.
Nice. Like that. For same game parlay, I missed it, like I said earlier, but I got 2 wins and a loss. So George Pickens got his 60 reception yards, 60 or more. Javonte Williams got 60 or more rushing yards. CeeDee Lamb just didn't score a touchdown. So that's where I missed this whole thing, unfortunately. For my upcoming parlay, I've got tonight's game between the Packers and Eagles. I've got Josh Jacobs anytime touchdown sitting at -150, a Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown sitting at +100, and then Jalen Hurts to get over 200 passing yards, which I really like that, sitting at +102. It's at +515. $10 will pay out $51.
Nice. Yep, I also chose tonight's game. I took the Green Bay spread of -1 versus Eagles. It was a little bit better than just taking the money line, so I just took Green Bay to win, basically, still. I have a Saquon Barkley 75-plus rushing yards at -155. And then, so here's my caveat for my anything goes. I got good odds on this one, but it's a second chance. So if I don't get it, but he scores twice, or scores on the second time, my bet cancels, so I don't lose money on it. So, my last leg is first to score touchdown is Saquon Barkley at +700.
Oh, okay.
So I have him as the first touchdown scorer is Saquon Barkley. If he does not get the first touchdown but gets the second touchdown, my bet just evens out and cancels.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yep, yep. I understand what a second chance is.
Yep, so okay. So I have, yeah, Green Bay -1 spread, Barkley 5-plus rushing yards. Second chance, first touchdown to score, Saquon Barkley. That was at +700. So that gave me +2,500 total for my bet. $10 pays $260.
Nice. Nice. Like that. All right. Don't bet on
heavy
it.
On that one.
Oh, yeah. Very heavy. I have
my don't bet on is the same as yours, but just a little bit different caveat to it.
But don't rank on early ranked basketball games?
Yep. But my caveat is don't. I'm fine with ranked matchups. Don't bet on high ranked matchups. Earlier matchups right now,
like the UConn BYU game or Purdue Alabama
top 10 games. Yep, top 10 games are harder to bet on until you get a feeling of them. Those lower ranked, those mid-range, like 15 and down, you kind of know who they are, but like the top 10 teams, you haven't played anybody. All they've played is the crap team so far. So yeah, that's probably the same reason you have. You don't know really what team you're looking at yet. So
nope. Nope, you do not, unfortunately.
At this point, just if you're gonna take, if you want to take a spread or a money line, just take the home team at this point. So,
or just bet on the over under, and you could probably hit the over if they're two very good teams and they low. Score a lot.
Yeah, and if it's low, and if it's a low over under,
yeah.
So. But at least just take the home team. It seems like that's been the trend the last few years against high rate matchups. The home team usually wins.
Yep. All right. Speaking of home teams, Homeward Bound, we go. All right. Scoreboard review. I hate doing this. All right. This week, Kyle scores 188.9 points thanks to his good old 5-0, and then gets an extra 5 points for going 5-0.
It's basically got 10 points right there.
Yeah, that's 10 points added on to 172.9 points. And then he gets an extra 3 points for his parlay hitting. And then he gets a few more points for his singles. So adding it up to 188.9. His overall is now 1,557.9 points. Yeah.
Nailing it. He's nailing it.
To where I scored a mere 145.3 points. And
still pretty good.
My overall now is 1,215.8 points. So I'm just falling further and further behind every episode.
We're only at the halfway point. We're almost at the halfway point. We're still good.
Nowhere close to the halfway point. We are like
plenty of time.
7 episodes away from the halfway point right now.
So you're almost there. You're almost there.
21 would be the halfway point because we're going for 42 here. Anyways, so
plenty of time.
Lions get a great bounce back win over Washington this past week. That was an awesome game. 44-22 win. Oh my goodness, that was
Dan Campbell took over play calling, so we'll see if that continues on.
Just love that.
They look good. Panthers, bad loss.
Yeah, terrible tough loss to the Saints. Like that was not.
They were on a roll. Then you come home and then lose to the Saints. That was just embarrassing.
Apparently the guys decided to go to that game of all games too. My friends league with Matts and Derek and all of them. And then I think the Packers are gonna get tested tonight. I think they'll still come out with a win. I kind of agree with you there, but I feel like this is a good test.
Big game.
Yeah, good test game. No matter which way it goes, Wolverines basketball off to a pretty good start. They're gonna be tested this week with both Wake Forest and TCU.
I agree. So, yeah. They look really good. They've handled their business. They look dominant, so I'm excited for them this year. And then, NC State. Well, I mean, Michigan hockey too. Michigan hockey's still dominating. Oh, yeah.
Michigan hockey's doing great. They're doing awesome. I got another game this Friday against Penn State.
Oh shoot! You get the Penn State game. You get the big game.
I get the Penn State game. They're going to be over there in Penn State, so it's going to be gonna be interesting to work. Going to be
the number two ranked Michigan Wolverines.
Yep,
and then you got a. NC State, they started out really good, and I think they're going to be a solid. It's like, that was my prediction, that NC State with Will Wade as their coach is going to be a
they're a very
really
solid
good team in the ACC this year.
Yeah.
So, I could see them finishing the top three in the ACC this year.
And then Deeks, they're off to a 2-0 start, and they're supposed to face number 7 Michigan. This will definitely be a test for them.
Yeah, they play tomorrow night, I think.
Yep, on Tuesday.
Play tomorrow night.
So –
And then nothing really on baseball. No big baseball news, but
other than
hockey, we got Red Wings.
God dang it! Just pay the man.
just pay him.
Just
pay him. You got free agency starting here, so it's gonna pick up here in a minute.
Yeah.
But Red Wings are on a slide. So
yeah, they're looking a little abysmal. Is my term lately?
They're
abysmal.
1-4 in their last 5, and their only win was a shootout win against the Sharks. So. They can pick it up. They got the Ducks and Sabres next, so they should win those two at home. Then they go on the road to the Rangers. Then they got 3 more home games in a row. So they have a chance. They just got to – this is what I said last year. It's like they can't do these little slides where they just win one, lose three, win one, lose three, win one, lose three. And that's where they're going to start falling behind. So if they're going to pick it up, this is the week right now where you can win against the Ducks, win against the Sabres, go on the road, lose, and then win 3 more in a row. So, I'd rather them win 2 or 3 than lose 1. win two or three, then lose one, instead of the opposite.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, just don't like seeing those losing streaks add up. You just want to see some winning streaks add up.
Not at home, and not at home, too.
Like the Canes, because the Canes are on a winning streak right now. They're on like a 4 or 5 winning streak, and it's like craziness. Like, good Lord. Yeah,
they've looked good. They've looked very good.
Very, very good.
Did they win last night? Because I know they were. Yeah, they did. They beat Toronto. They came back and beat Toronto.
They came back and they won. That's why I said Canes are on a winning streak. I'm like, I had to look and make sure that they're still on a winning streak, because I put that before the game was even over. And I was like, did they actually win? And it's like, yep, they did. Along with them, the Pistons are on a winning streak after a loss to the Cavs. They're putting together a very good season right now. They're 8-2. Like, this is a very good season for them. And then Wrexham, they finally win at home, Kyle. They finally did it. They've done it.
They've finally done it.
They've won at home against Charlton in the Champions League. So, yeah, finally got that one off their chest. So, hopefully they can rattle a few more before the break and, you know, stay in the league, not get regulated, delegated,
whatever
the term is.
Regulated, delegated, segregated, they're out.
They're out. Yeah, that's the last thing we want. All right, so that's this and that podcast, Season 2, Episode 14. Make sure you like, subscribe, all that fun stuff. I'm Alex Bauer.
I'm Kyle Davis.
Y'all make sure you have a good rest of your day. Peace.